بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي فراس ربيعة بن كعب الأسلمي خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أهل الصفة قال: كنت أبيت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فآتيه بوضوئه وحاجته، فقال: سلني. فقلت: أسألك مرافقتك في الجنة. فقال: أو غير ذلك؟ فقلت: هو ذاك. قال: فأعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود. رواه مسلم. حضرت ربيع ابن كعب الأسلمي رضي الله عنه was the attendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the one from amongst the people of the Suffa. Suffa was a raised platform, a platform that was sheltered in the rear of the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these people would reside there, the poor would reside there, and they would learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sadaqah would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would send for them. Some, this would be their provisions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would send to them. So he was like the attendant of, or he was the attendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is narrating one incident. Who has a Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiyallahu anhu. He says that I used to spend nights with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring him his water for wudu and other necessities, whatever necessities he had, I would bring it for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, ask me whatever you like. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, salli. Now he was a poor person, he was staying in the Suffa. He was could have asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I like to have wealth, I like to have money, I like to have things of this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, salli, ask me what you want, you ask me. Can you imagine what a dua? What an opportunity he had to ask for everything of this dunya. But look at the answer that he gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It shows that where the gaze of Rasulullah, or where the gaze of Sahaba were, where the gaze of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and where the gaze of Sahaba were, that when their opportunity like this for a poor Sahabi residing like this in poor conditions is given the opportunity to ask what he wants to ask, whatever he wants to ask, look what he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I replied when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me that, ask what you want. I said, I ask you for your companionship in Jannat. That is what I'm asking you for. I'm asking you for your company in Jannat. Can you imagine how far he thought? That if I even ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have a further companionship in this world, it's possible and it's very good. But that companionship in Jannat is an everlasting companionship. Can you imagine what a companionship that would be? That in this world he's got the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And akhirat also he's got the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he heard this answer, he asked him, is that all? Is that all that you want? In other words, do you want anything else? So he replied, he says, I replied, that is all. That is all. If I got that, I got everything. In other words, I want your company in Jannat. So then he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that help me in achieving your desire by means of abundant prostration, by making abundant sajda. Ulama explained what is meant by abundant sajda, I mean, by abundant nafil namaz. That you help me, yes, I can make dua for you, but you from your side also have to do something, showing us that just having the companionship and having the friendship of a pious person is not enough. Some people, unfortunately, they feel it, that because I am linked to a certain buzrug, or because if I'm a certain silsila, or I'm of a certain clan or tribe, so therefore automatically I qualify. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his own companion, that you have to assist me in this matter by you performing a lot of nafil salat. In other words, by you doing optional actions, by you performing this nafil salat. So now you will be causing yourself to go up, and this will enable you to be with me in Jannat. So one other thing we learn from here is that a person has to make effort. It doesn't matter whose son he is, which family he comes from. In fact, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, his own daughter, he said, Salini min mali mashit, that ask me of my wealth whatever you want. Whatever you want of my wealth, you can ask me that. Fa inni la amliku laki aliki yum al qiyama, because on the day of qiyama, I don't have any ownership over you. That authority is only Allah's. On the day of qiyama, the authority is Allah's. It doesn't mean that you are my daughter, now you got extra privileges even on the day of qiyama. It won't happen like that. Ask me in this dunya, no problem. But on the day of Qiyamah, the landscapes are all clear and all fair. Allah Ta'ala will treat every person according to how Allah Ta'ala wants to treat every person. It doesn't mean that you are my daughter now, additional favors you will get. So this teaches us something, that when it comes to Akhirat, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the road is open, the landscape is open, everything is open for us. We need to make effort, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant us. It doesn't mean that we are coming from a certain background, we have any less opportunities than that person that is coming from a higher background. In this world it's like that. A person that is more advantaged is better than a person that is previously disadvantaged. But as far as Akhirat is concerned, it's fair for everyone to try and attain Jannat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.